This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Hello and welcome to show number 427 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, I've got a special guest. Yep, you guessed it. It's Jimmy. Hey Jimmy, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening? Happy to chat with you, Ed. I'll be seeing you in a couple months, so that's exciting. And I feel like it's been a little while since we've chatted on air. We chatted on the phone every now and then, but been a minute for on air.
Well, that kind of brings in a good topic, because this week's show is going to be kind of a touching base on where we are as the nerds. We're going to touch base on some of the things we've been doing, some of the things we have coming up, and some of the things you might be able to check out online in the meanwhile.
As usual, you know, we end our events are, you know, in the fall / winter every year around November. And it doesn't take long that once we are home from our annual meetups that I am ready to start planning the following year, especially following last year, because toward, as we get closer to November, availability, especially at the value resorts, was really getting tough. Like, I had people contact me, and want to book a room to come to the meetup, even if it was for a night or two, especially the weekends. We're tough to get, so I don't think there's any time too soon to start talking about the events that are this year.
Oh, no doubt. It's less than a year, and that should equate to being it's okay to start getting ready for your trip.
Yeah.
But I do remember how bad it was, too, toward the end there. It was tough getting people into the same hotels with us to kind of hang out, and even just the values, you're right. It was a little bit more limited last year because of the closures and such like that, but it's definitely worth trying to get back in there sooner, especially since it is still the 50th anniversary.
Well, and you know, what I tell people is this is, look, if there's any chance you're going to want to go to the meetups in November and get a couple nights in a room, even if you're a local, go ahead and book it and just put the deposit down. You can always cancel it. I mean, it's the deposit's one night stay. So get it booked, put the deposit down. If you want to cancel it later, but once it's reserved, you know, it's kind of on hold for you, and you got a lot of, you got a lot of time that you can decide and cancel later.
And when you cancel it, you get that deposit back.
Correct. As long as you cancel within, like, I think it's 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Before checking.
Yeah. So, and that's pretty cool. Now, just to remind people, Jimmy does do this for us. He's our resident travel agent, and his company makes our reservations and gets our trips down to Walt Disney World all set up. The bonus part about it is Jimmy doesn't charge anything to the customers, which is awesome.
Yeah, all our commission, we get paid a commission by Disney, which is already built into the price of the trip. So it doesn't cost you anything additional. The price is the same whether you book with Disney or you book directly, you know, book directly with Disney or you book with me. I'll tell you, lately, everything's a little bit more limited, especially the phone lines going to Disney, because there's some pretty excessive waits. So one of the advantages is if I book it for you and you need to change something, you can just shoot me a message and say, hey, can you change this for me? And you don't have to call and wait for an hour to talk to somebody. You just shoot me the message and I'll call and wait an hour to talk to somebody, because I've got other clients that I've got multiple trips that I need to discuss with a Disney agent. So I get on the phone and wait the hour or 2 hours or whatever it is. And then I get on the horn with them and fix all of my clients' trips at one time.
Oh, sure. I used to be proud of being able to book my own trips and stuff like that. But it's gotten to the point now where the waits are a pain in the butt. He's not kidding there. And the other side of the coin is that there's so many different things going on now with the regular reservations for your hotel, the park reservations, dinner reservations, that it's kind of nice having somebody looking over your shoulder and helping you out, too. So I get to ask Jimmy if I did that or can he help me with this? And it's pretty cool.
And I think another thing, I think a big like misconception is, and I see this a lot, is when I talk in the group about booking with an agent, a lot of people are like, well, I really like to control my trip. Well, as an agent, I can be involved in your trip as much or as little as you like. I have some clients who book with me that want me to help them set all their dining reservations and their park reservations and all that. And then I have some like you, Ed, who just say, hey, book me a room. And then you take it from there and do, you know, and you may say, you may bounce ideas. And that's the other part. If you have an agent, you know, it's also a good person just to, especially one that has as much experience as I do, going to Disney World, that just somebody there that you could just bounce ideas off of, before you go, hey, what do you think about this? And what about this restaurant? And should we do this day?
Disney's website gets out of control sometimes. I mean, from as bad as it was 10 years ago to as awesome as it is now, there's just so much information. It's tough to find stuff sometimes.
And not only that, when you go to Disney's website or you talk to a Disney agent, they're not going to tell you anything's mediocre or bad. they're going to give you the company line on everything, right? And, you know, I'm a Disney fan, so I don't think anything's necessarily bad. But if you gave me two options, I'm going to tell you which one I would pick. Based upon my own experiences and the experiences of people like Ed and Lisa and, you know, the information that we gather together as a group.
Sure. Well, that's what's so cool about the nerds is that if I haven't done it yet, there's, you know, I'm sure one of you guys have done it. So you get to find out the inside scoop.
For sure.
Basically, that's why we're doing the show today, is because the things are happening in November where we're going to be getting together for our meetup. And it's kind of time to start thinking about that trip and getting it all set up. We wanted to talk about what we're going to be doing on that trip.
So we have three meetups planned. The first is the third year we're going to do this. This is our premium paid meetup, and that's at Splitsville. It is a paid meetup, so you have to pay before you go. You have to contact us. We'll get you paid. But it does include food and an open bar if you want to be included in the bar. The price is more if you want to be included in the bar, but you don't have to be. You can pay the lesser amount and not be included in the bar. Just get the food and get to come hang out. This thing's really been a really good success. I'm so excited about it because, you know, we planned it. The first year we planned it in 2020. And it was supposed to be in Epcot as a fireworks event.
Over in China. I know. China. I totally missed that. That would have been nice.
Then COVID happened. And even though the parks and all opened back up in November of 2020, Disney wasn't doing any meetups, any events like that. In the park. So we reached out to Splitsville and had them host it for us. And we had a fairly good turnout for it being 2020 and just getting back from the, you know, things kind of returning to normal from the shutdown. And then we liked it so much and we thought it was such a better value than doing it at Disney, which they're still hard to get. They're still not doing a lot of those in Disney. But So in 2021, we decided let's do it again at Splitsville. And Ed, you got to come down this past year, and we had a great turnout. I think, for what it is, I think Splitsville does a very good job. I enjoy the area. The food is good, and the company's great.
Oh, no, it was really, really good time. The room we do it in is pretty incredible for just this type of event. You get to look up and down the entire area of downtown Disney. Or
Disney Springs.
Or Disney Springs. I flashed back a little while.
You were at Disneyland.
And kind of just being up there above everybody like that gives it a whole better feel of like, this is a great, great place. And then just like Jimmy said, the people were such like really good. They kept taking care of us really well. And our guests were great. Everybody that showed up for the event, we had a really, really good time.
So that event is on November 10th. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. So you can reach out to us about the prices and all that. We'll get you RSVP'd and get you in there. And then, you know, we have a list and we hand out wristbands while we're there. So it's a good time. And then,
it's a blast. And it's cool because you don't have to get the, you don't have to pay for the bar, but you can buy a drink if you want at the bar. So, correct. You know, we're not really sticklers for the whole back and forth like that if you don't want to pay for an open bar.
Yeah, well, even like this past year, my mother decided to come, and she's not a big drinker, right? But she does enjoy like a glass of wine, so it didn't really benefit her to pay the extra for the open bar. Although she did pay for the open bar for my dad because he drinks more, but mm-hmm. she just ordered a glass of wine a la carte and just paid out of pocket for it, which was a better value for her. So, yeah, you're not roped into paying for an open bar. If you're just going to have one or two drinks, you're probably better off just paying for those drinks out of pocket and just do the lower price.
Yeah. And then afterwards, it's up in the air. We could do something where we're still not sure yet. Balloon ride, perhaps. Go to a different bar that's open later.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to do the balloon ride.
And we've actually, a lot of the times, we've ended up going back to the hotels where whichever hotel had the most people that we're kind of grouped with, we'll go back and kind of hang out there for a while.
Yep. So it's so fun. Such a good time.
Now, along with this event, we also have our Friday night half sample-a-thon. Now, this is going to be ninth annual
sample-a-thon,
which is phenomenal.
Yep. Crazy.
Which is a thing we do in Epcot, which originated way back when we did this that coincided with the running weekend. And so they have their half marathons and things like that. We wanted to do the half sample-a-thon. It's during Food and Wine. We're going to walk around Epcot. And you know what? It's really tough to do the entire World Showcase. So let's just do half of it, or half sample-a-thon.
Yeah, and I mean, with all the different food and wine booths, you know, there's enough stops along the way to fill the night. So this year we're meeting in Canada. Last year, the year before last, we met in Canada. But last year, we met kind of in front of World Showcase because we learned from 3 years ago that Mexico is not maybe the best place to meet because it's kind of bottlenecked right there.
Yeah, it is congested.
So we decided we were going to go that way toward Mexico, but initially meet right between the two stores at the top. But over on the Canada side, right across from the beer cart along the water, there's a lot of room right there. We usually, right there in the corner, we get some tables, and that's where we kind of start. Everybody kind of meets up there. We're going to start at, I believe, 5 o'clock.
Right.
And usually we stay in that spot probably for about an hour.
Well, people start showing up.
Yeah, only to give people time. So this is Friday, November 11th. And that gives people, especially a lot of our friends who are locals, you know, they're getting off of work and whatnot. So it gives them time to get to Epcot, meet us in Canada. And then we start moving around the world towards America, stopping along the way. Right. We've done some fun things like glow necklaces, and we usually have flags that we carry. So
that's what I was going to say.
As a group.
And what's cool is, though, if you kind of show up late, or if you're with us and you kind of wander away, you're always going to be able to find us because we'll have that theme color going for the year. This past year, I think it was green. And the previous years, we've had purple and different colors like that. So you see 30, 40 people walking around with the same glow sticks and colors all around them. They stick out, and you'll be able to find them.
You know you found your people.
Now, along with that, we also do trivia. So we'll walk around, and as we stop at each of the different countries, we take 15, 20 minutes to let people go get online for snacks or try to get a drink. And the people who have what they need hang out. We do some trivia questions and give out gifts, prizes.
Lots of good prizes. I think one of the best ones last year, Jason Benson won. It was a Buzz Lightyear backpack that had extendable wings.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did end up giving it to his son, but I think Melissa says he still wears it out every now and then.
I was going to say, that's what I heard.
Yeah. So.
Very cool. But we have a ton of stuff. We have lanyards. We've got pins. Socks were a big thing last year. It varies, but there's always a ton.
Yep. Lots of fun. Lots of prizes. So the goal of the night is to be at the American Adventure right at probably 9 o'clock, which is usually on the weekends during Food and Wine. They push the fireworks back till 10. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to be in America for 9 and then jog a little east or a little west to wherever we want to watch the fireworks. This past year, we kind of jogged over. We came Mexico way, so we stopped in America and then decided to go a little further and into Japan and watch the fireworks all together in Japan, which was amazing, by the way. All the people, you know, we got there a little bit later because we're doing our sample-thon. So, like, all the people are lined up along the railing. But we kind of stepped back in front of the building.
Right.
And you could see everything really, really good back there. You definitely don't have to be, like, lined up on the railing to see that fireworks show, because it's big and it's high.
Right.
So everything happens in the air. Even the big stuff in the middle is all high enough that it's over the people's heads. They don't interfere with what you're seeing. Mm-hmm.
Now, some years we'll get to America a little earlier, depending on the shows they'll have in there. We'll catch the last show, hang out, and then try to find the fireworks.
That's true.
Because what we end up doing is in the American Adventure, they have a bunch of those planters that have a lot of the foliage and things like that, but they're great seats. And we kind of just gravitate toward that area and hang out. You could see the concert from there pretty well. You can definitely hear it.
Yeah, you can definitely hear it fine.
But you're free to kind of move around. So we hang out, really enjoy it. That time of the night after the sample-a-thon, that's a fun place to hang out.
Yep, for sure. And then we follow that up with our 9th annual Disney Nerds Podcast Scavenger Hunt, which has been really, I would say, our premier event out of all of them. It's been like the fan favorite. We get teams from that have come back year after year after year to participate.
Right.
So much so that, like, we have some rivalries, you know, and amongst these teams that come and do our scavenger hunt. So this will be Saturday, November 12th at 10 a.m. at Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. In all of its Christmas glory.
All right.
And this year we're meeting kind of where the noodle station used to be, kind of under that cover. It's hard to tell right now whether we'll be on the right or the left, but if you walk under that cover, you'll find us. If you're walking, you know, under the cover from Main Street, you'll see us.
Sure.
On the way, sometimes they have that. I think the top section would be perfect, but sometimes they have that roped off. But we'll be there somewhere. I mean, it's not a huge place, so you'll see us hanging out with our Disney Nerds Podcast shirts on, and it'll have a fantastic scavenger hunt put together. I have no doubt.
That's the plan.
Magic Kingdom is always a good place for that because it's been there the longest, and a lot hasn't changed in it. So there's a lot of good material for scavenger hunts.
Yep.
And I think the goal is, A, to have fun, but B, to learn something while you're having fun.
It's the best part about the scavenger hunts, in my opinion, is that I learned so much, and I hope that people that do the scavenger hunt pick up some information too. There's always something new out there. It's crazy.
And that, you know, you can come as a team. Usually the teams are 5 or 6, maybe 7 people. But you could also come alone. There's always a team of 2 or 3 that, you know, we'll have a team of 2 and we'll have a team of 3. And we'll put those people together and make one team out of it. And that's the other part about it, is you get to meet a lot of people. Like, you may come.
Right.
If you're listening, and you may come, and, you know, look, you're going to be amongst your people. You're going to be amongst Disney fans. And you're going to meet other people. We actually now have a relationship that spawned from the scavenger hunt. Our friend Courtney and her boyfriend got teamed up. What was it? That was 2009. Well, they got teamed up in 2018 at Animal Kingdom. Then they were all there again for 2019 and went on the team again. Then they started dating. And now they're a couple. So he can't always be there because of his job, but his mom and his sister come with Courtney and her mom. So that's another really good thing about it, is that you get to come and hang out and meet people. I mean, we've made some of our best friends by doing these events, and it's been a lot of fun.
From Friday Night Sample-Thon to the scavenger hunt, there's definitely a lot of people that we still keep in touch with almost every couple, you know, weeks. We never always hear from them.
Yep, for sure. Something else to throw at you guys is that, you know, it just so happens that I kind of mentioned this at the beginning of the show, is that in a couple months, me and Ed will be seeing each other. So I was looking to do a trip maybe, you know, end of June, and Ed said he was kind of doing the same. So we wanted to coordinate. So we're doing a trip together. And we said, well, while we're down there together, maybe let's have a little mini meetup.
Yeah, definitely.
So Saturday, June 25th at 6 p.m., we're going to do a mini meetup and the American Adventure in Epcot, along with a mini scavenger hunt. So it's going to be small, maybe just America, maybe America, Japan, and Italy. But just in that general, you know, in that area. I don't want to tell you it's going to be just America, because you may have to jog over to the funnel cake stand, or who knows, maybe a little bit in the Japan. But just in that general area, it's not going to be a park-wide thing like the main ones we do.
Right. Yep. One pager. Hopefully it takes 45 minutes tops, and it'll be fun to do, because we'll be probably hanging out from 6 till Harmonious.
Yeah, probably till 9.
So, you know, you can kind of hang out, catch a couple drinks, do the scavenger hunt, come back, hang out, whatever.
Yep. And so, yeah, and then we'll all kind of the same thing as we do for the sample-a-thon. We'll jog one way or the other, a little bit to Italy or a little bit to Japan, and watch the fireworks together.
Right. We're always trying to find the better place to watch Harmonious from.
The cast member I talked to said the two best places are Italy and Japan, because you're almost looking at the backside through that circle on the backside.
You know what's got to be a good spot, though? You got to think on the totally opposite side, right it between the two stores.
Well, that would be a good spot. The issue with that is that it is a good spot. And everybody knows it's a good spot. So
it's on the way out of the parks.
So, and it's on the way out of the parks. And people from Future World will just roam on over and watch right there.
Right.
So I think that is probably the optimal spot. The issue is, or America would be, but you have the American Gardens Theater that blocks the view. So that's why just to the east or west of America seems to be pretty good, too.
Sounds good. So those are our meetups, and we've done them. Wow, we're at 9 years now, and they're so fun, and we really look forward to it, because we really like to meet people. Podcasts, the only downside to it is that we do it on a microphone and we send it out there for people to listen to. We want to have people talk back to us, and it's the best way we get to talk to people.
And, you know, since you're bringing that up, you know, just recently we have kind of paused the live show. But great news, the live show's coming back. I guess it depends on when we release this, but I don't think it's going to be this Tuesday coming up, but I think it'll be the following Tuesday. But it is coming back, and we'll make an announcement on the page, so just keep your eyes on the page. We're going to have probably some new people join us, and some familiar faces. So definitely keep a lookout for the live show. That is a thing we enjoy a lot, because as much as we enjoy doing the podcast, the live show is where we can kind of do the podcast, but also interact with you guys live. And you can ask questions and we can answer them, or we could ask you questions and have you answer them. We do a lot of polls on that when we're discussing stuff. We like to see you guys' answers and share those on the live. So look forward to getting that back rolling. It shouldn't be too much longer. Within the next 2 weeks, we'll start going again.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Okay, well, some of the other things we have going with the podcast is we have our blog, the Disney Nerds Podcast blog. It's a great location to check out the latest information. We have some great posts up there. One of the posts that went up this morning that was totally incredible was the new Obi-Wan TV show trailer. And that, among other news, is out there for you guys to check out. Did you check out the trailer?
Man, I am, like, taken aback. You know, Obi-Wan is probably one of my favorite. He may be my favorite Star Wars character. You know, I've got a few that are up there, but he's one of them that's really up there for me.
He's been a constant.
And so for me, it's probably, you know, it's like Obi-Wan, Ahsoka Tano, Chirrut Imwe, I really like, and then Mace Windu. That's probably my top four. Hearing more about him, and you know, he was a constant in the movie, but if you watch Clone Wars, that's what really made me really like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, he is, they really do him justice in that. And
General Kenobi, literally, when Princess Leia mentions General Kenobi, we find out where that came from in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, for sure. It's amazing. And the Clone Wars also, you get introduced to Ahsoka Tano, who's an amazing character. And just last year in October, when me and Morgan went down for the 50th, I got to meet Ashley Eckstein and Magic Kingdom, which blew my mind way more than anything on the 50th, which that's what I was there for. But the highlight of the trip was meeting Ashley Eckstein. So,
sure.
Yeah, so the trailer, I mean, man, just, and if you're a fan of, you know, Rebels and just seeing, you know, the Grand Inquisitor and the Fifth Brother and the Seventh Sister.
They're all there.
I mean, it's like, wow. I actually have one of those, it's like about 3 foot tall, like statue, like plastic statue.
Right.
I have one of Kylo Ren, which that's a little bit broken. But I also have one of the Grand Inquisitor.
Oh, cool.
And he's just so menacing. And I'm a light side guy. Like, if you heard my top four people, they're all Jedi or light side. They're not, sure. They're not, but he's an interesting character. Thrawn's probably another one that I would love to see in some of that, because he's another really interesting character that you get from. So the moral of the story is, if you haven't seen Clone Wars or Rebels, you're missing out. There's a lot of, don't not watch it because it's animated.
Right.
And you know, I've talked about this before on the show, but I started a while back listening to books on Audible.
Right.
And they make, the way they do those, and most people don't realize this because they think it's just somebody reading a book, but they have voice actors doing this and sound effects.
Sure. Oh, the Star Wars ones are great.
They're incredible. They're incredible. And it really made me think, that people are messing up by discounting Clone Wars and Rebels because they're animated. It's like, it doesn't matter. Good storytelling is good storytelling. Even if it's an audible book that there is no visual, it's just audio. So, I mean, if you watch Clone Wars, just listen. I mean, the story's there. So it's so much good content.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I can't tell you how many double takes I've taken in my car listening to a Star Wars audiobook, and it's just the noise of the ship that we're on.
Correct.
I'm doing a stereo of that. And I'm like, oh, crap, that's not my car.
And, you know, the first one, talking about the animated stuff and then meeting Ashley Eckstein, the first book I listened to on Audible was Ahsoka.
Oh, perfect.
And Ashley Eckstein is the one who narrates it.
Oh, right, yeah.
So the whole book is actually Ahsoka's voice doing Ahsoka, you know? So right. It's like, it really connects, because like, you're used to hearing the voice in the animated shows, and it's the same exact voice. So it's
oh, yeah, cool. Definitely. So now, guys, also, if you want to hear more Star Wars than what we gave you tonight or what we normally talk about on our show, Womp Rat Radio, that's what you got to listen to. Podcast that we're involved with that is all Star Wars, and I can guarantee we're going to be talking Obi-Wan this week.
We'll be doing probably a deep dive, I'm guessing, into that trailer, which is pretty amazing. Also, I would tell you, if you haven't seen it, go watch the trailer.
Yeah. Go to the Disney Nerds podcast blog. We've got it there if you need a link to it. And, you know, check out some other stuff we have available for you. There are some great coloring pages for the kids out there. There's some awesome links for our podcasts and a lot of different information and news.
Make sure to follow us on wherever you get your podcasts. I mean, I know some of you guys are listening to this podcast, but you may be listening to one spot and maybe easier for you somewhere else. So we're available on actually now on Facebook has their own. You can listen to podcasts directly on Facebook. Amazon Podcast, Amazon Music, you can search podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn.
So many ways out there.
I mean, just about any place you can find podcasts, you can find the Disney Nerds Podcast. And they're all, you know, some are easier to listen to. I mean, you'll find your favorite. Try out a couple of them because some are easier to subscribe and get the stuff than it is on others. So,
sure.
Other than that, make sure you join our group, Disney Nerds. It's in all caps. We got about 50,000, over 50,000 members now. And then we have all our other socials too, Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you follow there. Morgan does a great job of posting to our Instagram account. She posts content there every day. Our Facebook page on she posts there every day. I mean, she's got content going out all over the place, right. And even now on TikTok.
And it's always great stuff too. It's really kind of a worth the watch, worth the look.
Absolutely.
So now, before we go, one more thing we have that's been going on for the last couple of years that we're really proud of, Dreamfinder Radio. If you want to get your Disney fix during the day, Dreamfinder Radio. Go to the Disney Nerds Podcast blog. There's a link for it there. There's a number of ways you can get into the radio, depending on where you're listening to it and how you're listening to it. So we have a bunch of links you can try out there.
I found so far the simplest way... That made a pun. I didn't even mean to. The simplest way to listen to it is the Simple Radio app. So on my phone, I have an Android phone, but you download the Simple Radio app, and then you just search for Dreamfinder Radio, and you hit subscribe or follow, and then whenever you open it, it's there, and you can just play it right from your phone.
Oh, perfect. I'll just see if they have that on the iPhone.
Yep, that's the easiest way I've found so far. Although, if you're at home on the computer, I mean, you can just go to dreamfinderradio.com. And listen just directly from the computer. But mobile device, I found the best way is the Simple Radio app. I have it like on my home screen, ready to go at all times.
Excellent. Okay, Jimmy, before we finish up tonight, how can people get in touch with you to start planning their next trip?
The best way is to reach out to me personally on Facebook. But you could also go to Facebook and find Welcome Home Travel Company. Or message the Disney Nerds podcast. Either one of those is going to find its way to me. My only issue, and I have an automatic response on the Welcome Home Travel Company page, is that if you send a message to the page, sometimes I don't get it right away. So it kind of directs you back to just me or call me. You can call and leave a message on my cell phone. It's 504-458-4786. Or you can email me at onceuponatimetravel@yahoo.com.
Okay, sounds great. I'm really looking forward to 2022. We've got so much planned for the Disney Nerds, and we want you to be part of it. So get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. Give us some ideas of what shows you want to hear, and start your planning for your trips, because we want to meet every one of you.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see everybody in person. It's going to be so much fun.
Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 427 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Just a little review of what we do around here. Get in touch with us. Send us an email. Jimmy, how does everybody get in touch with the show?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com. and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. For Jimmy, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Quaharini.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
We'll be right back.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us. To unfasten your seatbelt, just push down on the red button on your right. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items from the underseat compartment and exit to your left. Have a great stay here in Epcot, or wherever your final destination may take you.